The Business Matrix. Everything you need to know about starting a business to Fortune 500 companies. We break it down in a way that gets your business growing today. Now here's your hosts, Benny Randall Jr. and Christy Rutherford. Broadcasting from New York City and distributed worldwide on BashaniRadio.com, iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you listen to podcasts. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Yes, it's not a game. It's a lifestyle. I apologize. I took her off mute before I called her name and she was over there singing, but I really apologize. You can't hear her right now because with Christy, when she's on the show, you have to mute her. Because sometimes she gets in her own world and she just sings and she talks to herself and she eats food. And you got to turn off her mic. That's just how it is. I'm Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. This is The Business Matrix right here on BashaniRadio.com. All day, air day, more than 1,000 episodes and counting, baby. Did y'all hear that? More than 1,000 episodes and we are still riding, baby. This show right here, we in the new year. How to find your purpose. I'm Benny Randall Jr. You can learn more about me at Benny Randall Jr., aka The Motivator. No, you're not there. At BennyRandall.com, I'm sorry, and at BennyOnDemand.com. Now I will bring in Christy, and hopefully, ladies and gentlemen, she stops singing and eating like she always do. Christy
Rutherford on the line, 2020 vision. You can find out about me and get some more insight on ChristyRutherford.com. Check out my upcoming group coaching cohort, ChristyRutherford.com/EPP. Yeah, you know me.
There it is. Not a game, it's a lifestyle. Christy, today's episode, we're starting talking about how to find your purpose. Let's let you start it off like always, ladies first. How do one finds their purpose? I don't even think that was English. How do ones find their purpose? How do a person find their purpose? You know my English ain't that good. That's why we got you here, so that you can translate.
That's why you got a team.
It is.
Everybody, I think one of the most searched phrases at a certain point in people's lives is, how do I find my purpose? And everybody thinks that their purpose is something outside of them, and it's something outside of themselves, or it's something that they have to search for. I see your purpose is within you, and it's something that you do for free all the time. It's the reason why, if y'all think about it, what do people call you for the most? Are you a person that people can call and you can fix their computer? Or when I'm a coach, quote unquote, per se, but this is who I am. Getting people to the next level, getting people promoted, teaching them how to play psychological mind games and office politics with their leaders, getting all this stuff. I've been doing this for 20 years. This is who I am. I got a piece of paper to certify what I do naturally. So when it's funny because I'm going to go completely sideways, but when I first left my career, I was selling coffee. I needed that. I needed those entrepreneurs to teach me the basics of entrepreneurship, but I was selling coffee. People thought I had lost my mind.
You were working for Starbucks?
Huh?
You was working for Starbucks?
No, I was with a network marketing company called Organo Gold.
Oh, and you sold coffee?
I sold coffee. You didn't know that?
No, child.
Oh, yeah. When I first left my career, actually 2 weeks before I resigned, I started selling coffee. I met this guy who was selling coffee, but they were so happy. And I was so miserable. I mean, I didn't even have on any socks. And I think I didn't even comb my hair that day. I was so sad. And
wow.
I was going down. I was going down. I was crashing and burning. I had this money and I had this career.
You
were
selling coffee with no socks. Now, see, I told you learned some new things. Oh, my bad.
No. So when I met the guy who was selling the coffee. Okay, we'll talk about this later. So I don't want to get on topic. But, yeah, no, I was selling coffee. And then I started, I failed at that because I wasn't a good network marketer. I started keeping to do what I say, even though I built a good team because I was a leader. I shanked everybody because they didn't do what I say. I was a military officer. Then I started trying to sell a personality test. And then, I tried to create this business. Then I tried to create an app. Then I tried to have a conference. Then, so I'm failing at all these things. And now I don't have any money. And then this idea and this light bulb came on. I had a coaching certification. I got it in 2009. And I told my friends, you know what? I got it. I'm going to train leaders on how to be better leaders. And they said, no, SHIP, Sherlock, that's who you are. You know, like, wow. This is my big revelation on, oh my God, I'm going to be a coach. And I'm going to coach executive level leaders on da 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 and how to be promoted. And they were like, yeah, that's who you are. So all that to say, that's why people called me. I mentored 90 people in my career. Like, I got people promoted. I did all these things already. And so your purpose is attached to what you love. The problem is I was mentoring all these people while trying to do my job. So the best part of my job was mentoring other people and getting them to the next level. I'm doing the exact same thing, ladies and gentlemen, that I did in my career, but it's the best part of it without the drama. So your purpose is why people call you. Your purpose is what you love to do. Your purpose is wrapped up in what you'll do for free. And if you take the time to think about why do people call you? Are they always calling you for relationship advice? If you have a successful marriage, you know, are they calling you to learn how to bake certain things? Like, my mom makes cakes. A part of her purpose is baking cakes, and she's the boss. So your purpose is what you do for free and what you love to do every single day.
Wow. Very, very powerful. Christy Rutherford, selling coffee without socks. Right here on Business Matrix.
You ain't not sell coffee?
Not without socks. I'm just teasing. But that's interesting, though. I like to hear stories like that because it gives you an insight that, you know, success is not overnight thing. It's years and years and years in the making. You know, I think finding your purpose, a lot of times it comes with the more action you can put into your life, the closer you can get to your purpose. And what I mean by that is that a lot of times in finding your purpose, you kind of stumble upon it a lot of times based on what your gift is and what you're doing. I was in the music business and you couldn't tell me nothing. I was going to be the Jay-Z of my time because that's what it was. I thought that's who I was. That's what it's supposed to be. And I still have the ability. I mean, I started off playing the drums in church. You know what I mean? And then they gave us money for playing the drums. I was like, what? We getting paid for beating these drums, and I'll beat them anyway because I used to beat the drums in my mama kitchen on the pots and pans. I don't know if y'all know how poor people do, but that's what we do. You know, I would get the pots and the pans. I would sit in the kitchen, and, you know, you got to get the right pot and pans to get the right sound. You know what I mean? Until my mom come in and be like, boy, if you don't put my pots and pans back in here, I know something. You know what I mean? But that was my first introduction to my talent, and that's my ability to create music. Then I went on to becoming a hype man, and a hype man is the gentleman that, before I even came a hype man, I was a roadie. For those that don't know, the roadie is the person that goes on tour with people and totes the equipment. That was my job.
Do what?
They carry the equipment. So you carry the equipment and then you place it on stage in the right places and you hook it up. So the people that they came to see, they're just like, so it's almost like having your own stage hand with you, except that person was made just for your crew because they know how to, you know, how you like your drum machine hooked up and whatever. So they call that person a roadie. So I started with that and then they saw how good I was. And I just wanted to do that because I want to travel and I want to be here. Once again, I talked about it in another show about getting that access. So I knew the only way to learn what was going on at these places is to become part of that team. And as you know, and you'll notice that all great leaders were great followers at some point.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So you got to learn how to follow in order to lead. You know what I mean? And then build it according to what your dreams and aspirations was. And then it seemed like I got to a point in the music business where I was making some money and stuff like that, but it was never the millions and millions and millions of dollars I seen other people make. And I was trying to figure out why that was. And then my sister passed away in 1998. And then, you know, by that time I had already moved to New York. And then I realized that some things was going on. But before that happened, my awakening was when I was supposed to manage the money I had made properly. And I didn't manage it properly. And the next thing you know, all that money I was making for shows disappeared. And if you want to get rid of people around you very quickly, become broke and see how quickly they disappear.
They run like roaches. They run like roaches.
They were gone. I ain't even had to say where you going. I had to call them and ask, how far are you away? You know what I mean? And when you ain't got that money, no time that, you know, I had when you got a fly car and then, you know, people, you ain't got no gas to put in the fly car. It's like, really, this is what's really going on. And then I realized that, okay, maybe I need to go to New York to up the game, to go to another level because of the way I'm coming down, you know. Then I went up here, signed my first contract, and, you know, they gave me like $5,000. You couldn't tell me nothing. I was rich. And that was just for a single call, EIO. And they gave me $5,000, and then the manager talked about I think he talked about $2,000 or that $5,000. I was $3,000, and I'm broke in New York. I got $3,000, you know, when I realized that $3,000 will get you like a room and a toilet, you know what I mean? So that's why I ended up renting a room far, far away from Manhattan in Brooklyn for like $250 a month. And that's how I survived. So I say all of this to say, while going through that process and then my sister dying, and I remember touching her body in the casket, Christy, and what I realized is that this was not my sister. This was the clothing she was wearing, but this was not her. Something was missing. Her energy, her soul was missing. And then what it taught me is that I was home when this young lady come home. Remember, I was her older brother, so of course I was born before her. I was home, Christy, when that young lady was delivered, and I got to see her smiling and I got to watch her grow or whatever. And then to see her birth and her death in my lifetime was incredible. And what it taught me, Christy, is that there is something inside of us that's more than what we can see. And that began me the soul searching for to find out who I truly was. And I realized I had a gift to take the tragedy and turn it into to triumph. And I started thinking about all the things that I had been through that I had survived and how many times I could have been gone, but I wasn't. There was always that little moment that saved it from happening that way. And then that's when I realized, okay, this is not a good situation. You see what I'm saying? There's got to be more to this. There's got to be something I can do to help others. And what I realized in trying to figure out how I'm going to serve others, I realized that I had a gift to serve others just by my stories. I had a gift to serve others from everything I've been through and came out successful. And then that's when I realized that the story was my glory. And it's the glory of many people. And it's up to you to figure out how that works in your life. And I remember getting on stage and talking about all the people that have passed. And somebody said to me, you know what? I know I've seen you rap and stuff like that, but there is nothing as powerful as what you got on the stage and said this time. Therefore, the motivates, like, you motivated me. And then the motivator was born. And what it showed me is that, Christy, I was supposed to be on stage at just not shaking what my mama gave me. Don't get it wrong. Now, I still like to dance or whatever, but that's in my own time. But I found out what my gift was to the ability to grow, become successful, and then translate that into other people's lives. And I realized that was the gift, that I was able to translate my experiences into other people's problems to help them find solutions. Hot damn. Yep. And that's how my purpose was born. You never know how that's going to happen in your life, but it's all possible. Tell, can you give the listener, before we do this, when we're going to come right back, before we do this, I want you to come back and give us the short version of how you found your purpose, Christy, how you got to this point where you're at. You're listening to Business Matrix right here on Bashani Radio. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., along with Christy Rutherford, and we'll be right back after this short break.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. run your own advertisements, and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Business Matrix right here on Bashani Radio. We're talking about how to find your purpose in life. Where we left off as, you know, I gave my little story of how I find my purpose. And then I want Christy, I want you to do that same thing in a short form and tell us how you got to the point where you're at right now. And then that way, we at the end, we can tell people a couple of tips of how they can find their purpose. The floor is yours.
Yep. For the first thing I want to say is all gems and all precious metals are mined in the darkness. So your purpose and what you, who you really are meant to be and who you're really meant to serve is in that dark place that you don't want to visit. And it's in that pain that you have, that once you have the ability to heal that pain, then you can help other people. Like, I remember when I had arthritis and I would go to the rheumatologist, I really wanted somebody who had arthritis to tell me, because you can't understand that people with arthritis are in pain 24 hours a day, and the rheumatologist had never felt that pain, so he didn't understand. So I was like, one, I'm going to become a rheumatologist so I can relate to somebody's pain. You can relate to someone's pain of losing a family member or losing several family members, and you can help them work through that because you're now on top. You're not on the bottom, dragging bottom depressed, and then trying to give people advice on how they should be managing. You got past that, And you channeled your pain and all of your experience to create high levels of success. And now you connect with people on a different level. So how I basically am who I am. And this year I'm going to start talking a little bit more about my stories, because, you know, you've been telling me for years, and a couple of people have been telling me for years, because your stories are powerful. I refuse to tell it.
Amen.
I was a loser. I mean, I lost for so long that I had to almost do superhuman stuff and like build my image almost just for myself, like to be so far on top that I don't ever want you to feel sorry for me. Does that make sense? Like, because sometimes when you tell your story too long or you tell your story too early and you're not even off the bottom yet, people celebrate you, but they celebrate you and be like, oh, look at her. Oh, precious baby. She finally got up. Does that make sense? Oh, look. She got into Harvard. Oh, how good. That's so nice of her. And no matter what I do, oh, look, she finally got up. You know, she published 5 books in 8 months. Oh, bless her heart. I've never wanted people to look at me. And you have to be careful where people meet you in your process. And you have to be careful of when you tell people where you are in your process, because people will use that marker to now mark you. I've achieved so much now because I do like this. Oh, yeah, I went to Harvard. I was broke when I got there. So people are like, what? You know, like, I can't believe it. Or, I used to sell coffee when I left my career. Hiring a military officer started selling coffee, and I wasn't making no money. And now they'd be like, what? Just like people are like, what? I can't believe that. And not, oh, bless her heart. She's trying. Anyway.
Wow.
So for me in this moment, I was a high achiever. I am a high achiever, and I am a high achiever. Christy Rutherford loves to win, baby. But I was winning, trying to win, and I did win in an organization that was not suited for me to win in, and there was a lot of resistance. And I was in a hostile work environment, and I was harassed, and I was, taunted, and I had all these things going, and I had stress-induced arthritis, but I would also cuss you out, talk about your mama, and I would turn the table over, and I would flip chairs over, because I'm going to show you that I'm crazy.
Wow.
I'm going to show you that I ain't no punk. You're not going to be talking to me like that. So the problem is, sometimes when women are harassed in work environments, they can't do anything, and they shrink, and they kind of disintegrate. Well, in the military, it was different because I could be just as aggressive. So I'm now showing you my power and my aggression. I'm retaliating to you. And that stuff eats you up, whether you eat it and disintegrate and you have an aneurysm, or you display outward signs of aggression and you have a heart attack. It doesn't matter. Like, you're not managing your energy. And at the end of the day, I left. I burned out. I was sick. And I had a boss who everybody thought who ran me out of my organization. I just didn't want to fight no more. I'm a person of peace. I ride unicorns. There are blue diamonds and rainbows in my world. And I turned into somebody that I no longer recognize. And after I resigned, I sold coffee. I did all these things. I failed. I ran out of money. I moved in with my brother, which is some of the things we talked about in the show. After 3 years, I had to really start to get a glimpse of who I was and how did I get here? How did I have, you know, quote unquote, the money and the cars and the career and the title and the position that people wanted? And I was so freaking miserable and dead on the inside. How did I be so stressed out and not take care of myself, yet have all these plaques on the wall and have my name engraved in Tiffany's crystals and in silver dishes and be in the newspaper all the time or be on TV in the news because I was the ish, don't get it twisted. But how can I have all these things and feel like I have nothing? And as I started to talk to successful women and successful people, but a lot of successful women over time, I figured out we had the exact same stories. And then when I went to Harvard and I started talking to women from other countries, I figured out we had the exact same stories. So a part of what I do right now is, yeah, I'm going to help you get promoted and I'm going to help you get to the next level, but let's clean up your life. And I know what stressed out and overwhelmed looks like. I know what it sounds like. I know the words because I used to say it. I used to be it. So I was talking to this lady the other day who had four kids under the age of six. And she works full time. And her husband works. And so I'm talking to her. And I'm like, girl, are you tired? She's like, no, I'm not. I'm good. And I said, no, you're not. Like, you must be halfway crazy. No, I'm good. I'm good. And I had to almost badger this lady. You know how I do. To admit that she was tired. And after about 10 minutes, she said, you're right. I'm tired as hell. But, you know, we can't start to fix your life if you're a superwoman who the cape is now choking you out. So superwomen are the worst. We are the greatest and we're the worst of ourselves because we will save everybody and we never choose to save ourselves. And until you admit that you got some ish going on, you can't change. So my goal is if I can get you to admit that you're tired, then now you know that you got to do something to change. And she actually texted me this morning and I'm going to tell you what she said. She said, and we set up her December. So she didn't, you know, collapse with four kids. But she said, I can't thank you enough for our call last month. I cried happy tears because I felt a weight leave me. I was able to give myself permission to not have to do it all. And it's amazing. I have been able to focus my energy and clear my mind and free myself. I made it through December. Not exactly as planned, but I'm definitely better. And I'm ready to take on the new year. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You are phenomenal. And she was actually a young leader with a client that I work with. So I was paid to talk to her, but so that's what I do. But I didn't, when we talk about mining in the darkness, I didn't talk about burning out for a long time because I don't want people to feel sorry for me because I felt sorry for myself. And I had to learn how to get up and get to it and now use those lessons to now serve people because there are so many leaders and so many women who are burning out and burning up. And it's preventable or not getting paid their value simply because they're overwhelmed. So that's what I do. That's how I find my purpose. That's why Christy
very, very is powerful. All right, Christy. So let's give about three tips on how people can start to find their purpose today. Within the next 24 hours, what qualities, what attributes, what do they need to look for in searching for what their purpose is?
One. Your job is not your purpose. Don't get it twisted. You know, your job is not your purpose. What are some of the things that you're really, really good at in your job? I was really, really good at mentoring and coaching other people. Really good. What are some of the things that you love to do despite, you know, in your job, how you show up, whether it's interacting with other people, whether it's, you know, coding or this, that, or whatever. What's something that you're really, really good at and you would do for free and you are doing for free for the rest of your life? The second thing is, if all of your lifestyle expenses were paid and you'd have to worry about bills or paying anything, what would you do every single day? And some people say, well, I would go on vacation. No, you're not going to vacation forever. What would you teach and who would you teach it to? one guy's purpose is teaching now like a vocational school and how to weld and dig welds and dig ditches or whatever to high school students. He wants to teach them like how to tie ties and how to do the basic electrician stuff around the house, but you know, how to change your sink out. That's his purpose, is to teach young kids that stuff, and that's what he's passionate about. That's what he would do. So what are those things that you would teach, and who would you teach it to if all of your lifestyle expenses were paid and you didn't have to work? And the third thing is, be willing to think outside the box and be willing to see that you are capable of doing more and not wanting to live in the regret of, I should have, would have, could have, because, ladies and gentlemen, this is it. This is an address rehearsal. This is the one lifetime that you got. This is your one shot. And you can't say, I'm going to wait the next 15, 20 years until my kids graduate, until I graduate, until I get this, until I get that, until I turn 65, until I retire before I live. Tomorrow's not guaranteed. Who told you that you had tomorrow? Who told you that you had 15 years from now? So if you work in your purpose and your passion, starting where you are right now with what you have, you can make a difference, but you won't be able to move towards your purpose and get the money that you want until you make a move with what you have right now.
Very, very powerful. And I'm gonna give you one or two tips right here. And one, if I told you I'm gonna pay for everything for you, I'm gonna take care of all your bills, I'm gonna take care of everything that you need that most people go to a job for, and you can only have one job, and what would that one job be? And you will, and you have to do that job the rest of your life, and you will not receive a paycheck because I'm going to take care of all your bills and stuff. So you'll need it. So that means whatever you do has to be something that you would love and enjoy for the rest of your life, because that will be your only option. And you're not going to be looking forward to the paycheck because I'm already taking care of that. What would that be? That's a good starting point, ladies and gentlemen, because what it makes you do is think about this. If you take away all the intentions in something, it leaves a very pure substance. Okay. I think a better way to say it, like, say it like this. Think about people when they get into relationships. The man knows what he wants from that person, and the woman knows what she wants from that person. But have anybody ever thought about just being totally upfront and saying, this is what I want, and this is what I'm willing to give, you know? But instead of saying what I want, just focus on what you're willing to give. You know, walk into a relationship and say, this is what I'm have to offer, and this is what I'm getting to give. What do you have to offer, and what are you willing to give? Without saying, what do you want? Just what are you willing to give? What that will do, that will stop a whole lot of confusions of people in relationships, because a lot of times people lie about what they really want from the person. You know what I mean? Some people want that person's fame. Some people want that person's mind. Some people want that person's behind, whatever it is. So if you can just be totally, that's why a lot of relationships don't work, simply because people are not being 100 with each other. And I tell you all that to say this, you got to be 100 with yourself.
You got to be 100.
Until you can be 100 with yourself, it's going to be very hard to find your purpose, because you need to find what really makes you feel good, what really makes you tick, and what are you so good at that if you were to expose it to other people, it would help them become good at it. That's when you start to know what that purpose and that gift is. You know, do you have that ability to talk? You know, like I told many people who've heard my stories, like, you know, I lost a lot of girlfriends because I talk so much. You know what I mean? They tell you be talking all the time, brother. But, you know, I be talking that good stuff, but I still be talking, though. And then even when I ain't talking that, I'm talking that other stuff. You know what I mean? They'd be like, man, you just talk so much. You talk in your sleep. You talking. It's like, well, you got to tell me I talk in my sleep. But the point what I'm getting you is this. I knew I had the ability to share experiences with all the things that I've been through. And there had to be a purpose of me, you know, losing my entire family with the exception of my mom, and, you know, in a short period of my lifetime, and I'm not even an old person. You understand? So I knew there was something I had to share that was valuable to other people. And that's what I use today. So my question to you, number two, is what do you have that's so valuable that can help somebody else? You know, everybody's not meant to be Oprah. So everybody's not meant to help a million people or, you know, millions of people. Sometimes maybe the person you're supposed to help is one person that will go on to help millions of people. Think about the person who gave Oprah that opportunity. It's one man who gave Oprah that opportunity to sit behind that desk at a time when she was not the person they were looking for, when she didn't have the skin color they was looking for, when she didn't have the size, when she didn't have the beauty they was looking for. And he said, forget it all. She's good. Let her do it. You know what I mean? You may be the author of millions based on who you help. So whether you're there to help one person who become, you know, there's somebody who touch Michael Jordan who didn't turn around and touched a lot of people. There's somebody who touch Oprah and Tyler and all these other people, you know. So my point is, who can you touch and who can you help grow? How do you pay it forward? Those are all the little things. Of course, it's more complicated than this, but we just want to give you something. It's the same way we're on this show. We don't have to be here. I'm going to just tell you that right now. We don't have to be here. I make enough money. I don't have to talk to you for free. I really don't. But I believe that you pay for it. You know what I mean? And the same reason Christy left the music business, you know, because she was singing like she's singing right now. You know what I mean? So that's the reason why she left the music business. You know what I mean? But on the real, and she doesn't have to be here because she gets paid to be other places. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But we decided, you know, that we would use this platform to pay it forward. And that's what we do. And it might be only 30 minutes, but you know what? It can be the best 30 minutes of your damn life this week. And I hope if you really pay attention to some of the things we're saying, they will encourage you. They will inspire you. You know, most of all, I hope they can show you what's capable of happening based on our experiences. I'm Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. You can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com or BennyOnDemand.com right here on BashaniRadio.com or Christy Rutherford at, go Chris,
ChristyRutherford.com, and check out my upcoming group coaching cohort at ChristyRutherford.com/EPP. Yeah, you know me.
There it is. You know what I mean? That's why I told you Christy gave up her contract you know, for Def Jams. The people that worked at Def Jams finally was able to hear, and they heard that she wasn't the singer they were looking for. But besides that, it's always not your purpose, but it's all good though. All right. Until next week, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Business Matrix right here on BashaniRadio.com worldwide. More than 1,000 shows and counting, baby. All right. Hi-yo. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Business Matrix. To learn more about the show, head over to BashaniRadio.com. Join us next week for another powerful episode. Be sure to like us on social media and subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Until next time, keep growing your business one customer at a time. The Business Matrix.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.